Today, the city manager in Steubenville, Ohio, says that community will support a criminal investigation into the rape of a 16-year-old. Ohio's attorney general says a grand jury will investigate whether teenagers other than the two young men charged with the rape and possibly Steubenville's football coach should be charged with failing to report what happened, even though it was all over social media. And today on CNN, AG Mike DeWine said this.
Our attention as a people and as a society ought, and as parents, ought to be on what our bigger problem is. We have a societal problem about a lack of understanding of rape, a lack of respect. It is very, very prevalent.
Parents might not want smaller children to hear the rest of this discussion, but the AG obviously feels teenagers should. The two star high school football players convicted of raping the two drunk Tuwok 16-year-old were convicted of raping her digitally with their fingers. They're also charged with other sexual acts. Rachel DeSalle is a longtime court reporter for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. And Rachel, you say teenager after teenager got on the stand during this trial and did not think digital penetration was rape?
That's correct. Even the victim testified that before this whole thing happened, and of course the police let her know that that was indeed rape, that she did not know that that was rape in Ohio.
Yeah, well, we should say you're also teaching a public policy reporting course at Kent State there in Ohio. You stepped out for us, and your students today have been listening to our sister show On Point and now to our coverage. What are they telling you about what they think rape is?
You know, I had this conversation with them this morning about this after we had the first conversation on the radio, and they were kind of split. Some of them clearly felt like the students should have known that this activity was wrong, even if they didn't know it was a specific crime under the law. Other students said that they really feel like, you know, school does not inform them well enough about what the legal ramifications, you know, how do you know if someone's too drunk to have sex or not? They said that really wasn't a part of what they learned in school, and some said that they had gotten that information from their parents, and other people said that it was never a conversation in their household.
Yeah. Well, you say this was one of the most emotional court cases and verdicts you've ever seen. CNN broke their coverage Sunday night when the verdict came and showed the boys sobbing and made comments about, you know, what a tragedy this was for them. Thousands have now signed a change.org petition saying the network was too sympathetic. Will they have to register for life as sex offenders?
Not necessarily. The way that it is in Ohio in juvenile court is that, and this is the way the judge is doing it, that when it's time for them to be released from the juvenile facility, which would be any time from a year in the case of the one young man and 2 years in the case of the other young man, all the way up until they're 21, before they're released, the judge is going to hold a hearing, and he will decide whether they have had any kind of sufficient rehabilitation and what that means. They could have to register for the rest of their lives every 90 days. Or he could say that they have to do a lesser level of registration, or he could decide that he does not believe that they're a danger to society in terms of reoffending in a sexual case, and then he could say that they do not have to register at all.
Well, last night the mother of the victim says these boys were their own accusers because of the way they bragged about this on social media. Others were on social media as well. Ohio has a rarely used failure to report law. Just briefly, who else might be charged in this new investigation?
You know, the attorney general really didn't want to key in on that specifically. He did mention that there were at least 16 individuals that refused to be interviewed, and they could be called before a grand jury. The grand jury can ask them questions. The grand jury can issue its own subpoenas. But he said that clearly failure to report, you know, a crime, but also in the realm of teachers and coaches, they have a different obligation to report any kind of abuse against a child. So there's a question of whether the coach, once he became aware that there was an allegation that a rape had occurred, whether he reported that or not. And the teen's own text messages say that he was aware within a day of this happening that there was an accusation of a rape happening. There's also a possibility that some people who either deleted messages or maybe encouraged someone to delete messages could be charged with tampering with evidence.
So this will continue. We'll continue to watch it. Rachel DeSalle, Cleveland Plain Dealer there in Ohio. Thanks so much.
No problem.